It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Luis Sanchez, a healthcare businessman and a shooting range owner in Albuquerque, is jumping into the race for the open U.S. Senate seat here in New Mexico. Sanchez announced Monday he will seek the Republican nomination for the seat currently held by retiring Democratic U.S. Senator Tom Udall. Sanchez says he is running because others have refused to, quote, take action to tighten immigration and drug trafficking along the U.S.-Mexico border. This month's Desert Exposure is available around southern New Mexico, and editor Elva Osterreich sat down with Casey Counts to give us a preview.
We'll start with New Year's resolutions, or not. Elva, tell us what you've included. What's your approach in this month's issue?
It's called Resolutions or Not. I do make a few resolutions, but mostly I look at alternatives to resolutions. One of the things that I really loved that I encountered was just to make a list of things that I will look forward to rather than things that I have to accomplish.
What are some of those as an example?
Painting rocks with my grandchildren, and I have a son that just got married, and watching his family survive and thrive. I look forward to the rain in the desert. And one of the other things that I talk about is using a single word to focus on for the whole year, and the word I chose was simplify.
It's on a lot of people's lists, I think. We're going to keep that list simple, too.
Yes, yes.
And moving on from the new year to a new project across the border from Fabens, and it's a new orphanage called Tapestry of Life. It could be the largest orphanage in all of Latin America.
The reverend who is making it his project, the Reverend Steve Brewer, is putting together a 50,000 square foot facility that will house about 200 children, but can expand up to 400 children. He already has requests from the Mexican equivalent of child services for 700 children. So it'll be full before you know it.
Is there any indication that the need has grown because of the border situation, the Wait in Mexico program, and the fallout from that?
Well, certainly there are more children in the streets. There's not really any statistics as to how many of them are orphans or not, but the amount has grown.
Let's hope they're able to find forever families. And let's move back to this community now and communities in southern New Mexico. More and more people are finding interest in communicating with one another on our favorite medium. That's radio. Tell us more.
Right. We have a new writer. His name is Julian Dossett, and he took an interest in how New Mexicans communicate with each other. And he discovered that their community radio is growing again. Small radio stations have picked up a ball that perhaps is a need for news and information to be shared in local communities. And there are several of them, and he's listed them out and talked about them all.
And in Silver City, Community Theater is busy planning its year. Tell us what they have in store for us.
It's got two major productions coming, three workshops, and they're always working on supporting the community with smaller productions that they use in different community events. The year starts with Theater 101 workshop on January 19th, where the new Silco Theater manager, Joe Navon, will address jobs, etiquette, and traditions in theater life.
So maybe if you've never done theater before, but you've been curious about it, here's an opportunity to kind of come in, no pressure, and learn the ropes.
Exactly. That should be good. And Joe is a straightforward player.
And we're going to end with some monkey business and an incredible story about one woman's midlife crisis.
So Cami Montoya, who many people might know from her White Sands Missile Range employment, she's been there as a public affairs person for many, many years. She went to Africa and volunteered to work with baby baboons at a rehabilitation center. She did this for her 50th birthday as a treat and as a way to reinvent her life looking to accomplish something extraordinary, and she certainly did by following through to experience a bush adventure that is satisfying not only to her, but to all of us to be able to read and see her photos.
Now, what was the particular facility that she went to?
It's called the Center for Animal Rehabilitation and Education, or CARE.
One that has been on my mind for a couple of years now, ever since I learned about it, is in Costa Rica. It's a sloth sanctuary.
Ooh.
It's more my speed. Elva, thank you so much.
You're so funny. Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody.